With her nomination in hand, Democrat Hillary Clinton returns to the campaign trail today with a little more than 3 months to go to Election Day. Among the issues Clinton has pledged to address is campaign finance reform. She says she'll work to reverse the Citizens United U.S. Supreme Court decision that increased the flow of corporate money into the political process. But, as WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reports, at Clinton's own convention, there was plenty of evidence of lavish corporate campaign spending.
I hope you're having as much fun as I have this week. I want to thank our friends from Washington State and this morning's breakfast sponsor, AT&T.
That's Massachusetts State Democratic Chair Tom McGee, and this is one of the ways politics is paid for at the DNC. A nice breakfast for delegates from Massachusetts and Washington State, paid for by AT&T and Delta Airlines. The delegates, most of them lawmakers, get a free breakfast, and Bob Letney of Delta can advocate for public spending that helps his industry.
New transit lines, investments in airports. And that's the environment that we need to make our investments.
This went on all week in Philadelphia. Corporate-sponsored meet and greets, lunches, receptions, open bars, and fancy meals for delegates. On Wednesday evening, the reception for Massachusetts Democrats was paid for by EMC, Fidelity, Liberty Mutual, and AT&T. Michael Gilbreth, a delegate from Wayland, was there.
You know, it was a great spread. It was nice. The food was tasty. The music was good. But I had the distinct impression that what I was looking at was AT&T execs trolling for legislators. It just makes you feel a little like you maybe should take a shower.
Right now, we have an economy that is controlling our political system.
This is State Senator Dan Wolf from Cape Cod, the CEO and founder of Cape Air. He was a delegate for Bernie Sanders, who made the corrosive influence of money in politics a central issue in his campaign. Wolf says corporate sponsorship of so many events at the DNC is a symptom of the problem.
The leadership, the establishment part of the party, really needs to ask itself, does that work? Can you be taking money from the people that you actually need to have a serious, hard conversation with about what their role is, about how much power they have?
This is a thorny issue that some state officials would rather not talk about, including Tom McGee, the state party chairman, who said yesterday he was too busy. But Tony Cabral, a delegate and a state rep from New Bedford, says these events are good ways to learn about issues, and he rejects the suggestion that lawmakers like him are being bought.
No one can influence me just because I might have had a scallop wrapped in bacon. Hopefully all the scallops come from New Bedford, I hope. But no one can influence me just because I might have had a scallop on that particular event.
As long as it's from New Bedford.
As long as the scallops from New Bedford, right?
Scallops aside, others agree with Cabral. Jim Roosevelt is a Massachusetts superdelegate and a DNC official.
I do not think anyone in the Massachusetts delegation is influenced by who pays for breakfast, whether it's the charter school people or the electric utility people.
Nevertheless, Roosevelt acknowledges that it is troubling that there was so much corporate money sloshing around the convention, just as there is in political fundraising. But here's the problem. 2 years ago, Congress eliminated funds to run political conventions. So this week's convention was entirely privately funded for the first time.
Until we are willing to step up and spend public money to run the events of democracy, there will be corporate money.
And where a lot of that money came from this year is not known. That's because the DNC hasn't released the list of donors who financed this year's convention and many of the festivities associated with it. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says corporate sponsorship of so many events this week in Philadelphia is part of a broken political finance system.
Too many CEOs have learned that they can invest millions of dollars in Washington and get billions of dollars in return with special deals with the federal government. We've really got to put a stop to that.
Warren calls this a central issue of 2016 that voters should have a lot to say about in November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.